Title: Think Bricklayering from Scratch Using Arrangement View Beginner. All right, let's build a modern drum and bass think style loop from scratch in Ableton Live using Arrangement View. The whole idea today is simple. We want the legendary think groove and ghost notes, but we also want a clean, modern kick and snare that hit hard and don't fight the low end. By the end, you'll have a tight 4-bar loop that becomes an 8-bar loop with variation, built from 3 main layers: the break for vibe and detail, a clean kick for weight, and a clean snare for crack and body. And we'll do it in a way that's beginner-friendly, but still feels like real DNB workflow. First, set yourself up for success. Create a new live set. Set the tempo to somewhere between 170 and 176 BPM. If you want a classic rolling feel, choose 174. Time signature is 4/4, and make sure you're in arrangement view. If you're not, hit tab. Quick habit that helps a lot in drum and bass: think in 8-bar blocks. It makes you add variation naturally, without going into endless 1-bar loop land. Now step 1. Bring in the think break and warp it. Drag your think break audio onto a new audio track and name it Break Think. Before you touch warp, a coach tip: if you have multiple think files, pick the one with clearer transients and less noise. You can use a gritty vinyl rip, sure, but it'll fight you more when you start saturating and layering. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. For warp mode, start with beats. Set preserve to transients. For transient loop mode, off is usually clean. Forward can add a bit more bite. Don't overthink it, just start clean. Now you need to set the downbeat properly, and this is one of the biggest make or break moments for layering. Find the first strong kick transient in the break. Right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here straight. Now loop 4 bars first. Set your loop braces so you get a clean 4-bar loop. Then turn on the metronome and listen carefully. Does it drift by bar 4? If it drifts, fix the downbeat or warp marker situation now, before you build layers. You don't need to become a warp wizard today, but you do want it landing on the grid. Step 2. Turn the break into a vibe layer. Here's a rule that will keep your drums clean. Only one element owns each job. The kick layer owns the sub punch. The snare layer owns the backbeat crack. The break owns swing, hats, ghost notes, and texture. If you let the break keep its full low end, it's going to fight your modern kick and you'll end up turning things up and still feeling weak. On the break track, at EQ 8 first, high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If it's boomy, go steeper, like 24 dB per octave. If the break feels boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 400. And if it needs air, a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz, maybe plus 1 to 3 dB. Then add drum bus for subtle glue. Keep it tasteful. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Keep boom off, because we are not using break low end. Adjust damp if the hats get harsh. Then add utility. Keep width sane. Around 80 to 110% is a good range. If it feels facey, pull it narrower, even down to 70 or 90%. At this point, your break should feel like it's providing vibe and movement, not power. Step 3. Build a clean kick layer. Create a new MIDI track named Kick Layer. Drop in a drum rack, then load a kick that's right for DNB, short, punchy, and strong somewhere around 50 to 70 Hz. Now program a simple pattern. Create a 4-bar MIDI clip in arrangement view. Start with kick on 1.1.1 and kick on 1.3.1. That's enough to start. If you want a tiny variation, add a very subtle extra kick late in bar 4, but keep it minimal. The break already has motion. The kick is there to anchor. Process the kick lightly. At EQ 8, dip a little mud around 200 to 350 if needed. If it needs weight, a tiny boost around 55 to 70, but don't overdo it. At saturator, turn on soft clip. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. And then lower output so you're not just getting louder and thinking it's better. Optional. Add a compressor. Keep it gentle. Ratio around 2:1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so you keep the transient. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 3 dB of reduction. Coach note on gain staging. On each drum track, try to keep peaks somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dB before the group bus processing. If you're clipping later, fix it upstream, not by slamming a limiter. Step 4. Build a clean snare layer. Create a new MIDI track named Snare Layer. Add a drum rack, then choose a snare that has body and crack, but isn't super long. In DNB, tight usually wins. Program the classic backbeat, snare on 2 and 4 of every bar. So, 1.2.1 and 1.4.1, repeating through the clip. Now process it at EQ8, high pass around 90 to 140 Hz. If it needs snap, a gentle boost around 3 to 5 kHz. If it's harsh, dip around 7 to 9 kHz. Add drum bus, drive maybe 5 to 20%, crunch around 5 to 15, and damp as needed. Optional, add a short reverb for a tiny sense of space. Decay around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut 200 to 400 Hz. Keep it subtle. If you can clearly hear reverb, it's probably too much for this kind of tight layering. Quick cohesion trick. Later you can send a little kick and snare into the same tiny room return. It makes them feel like they live in the same space without washing out the break. Step 5. Lock the timing so it hits like one drum kit. This is where your loop goes from layered to professional. Because your kick and snare MIDI are grid perfect, we usually nudge the break to match them, not the other way around. Zoom in on the first snare. Compare the break snare transient to your snare layer. If the break snare is late or early, you can use track delay on the break track. Try small moves, like minus 5 milliseconds up to plus 10 milliseconds. The goal is not robotic perfection. The goal is no flamming. You can let the break sit slightly behind for that laid-back drag, but it shouldn't sound like two snares fighting. Now do a fast polarity and mono check, because thin snares often come from phase cancellation. Put utility on your snare layer and try phase invert for left and right. If the snare suddenly gains body, you had cancellation with the break transient. Choose the setting that hits harder. Then, on your overall drum group later, hit mono and listen. If the snare collapses in mono, reduce stereo width on the break or anything you widen too far. Optional but extremely useful. Use groove pool to keep the break and MIDI speaking the same rhythmic language. Right-click the break clip and choose extract groove. Then apply that groove to your kick and snare MIDI clips, but keep the amount low at first, like 10 to 30%. This keeps a human feel without you manually nudging every hit, and it often makes the whole thing click instantly. Step 6. Group your drums and add a bus chain. Select the break track, kick track, and snare track, then group them. Name it drum bus. On the drum bus group, add EQ8 first. High pass around 20 to 30 Hz to remove rumble. Optional, a tiny dip around 250 to 350 if it's boxy. Then add glue compressor. Classic settings, ratio 2:1, soft clip on. Attack around 3 milliseconds for punch or 10 milliseconds if you want slightly more transient through. Release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, or auto. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not destruction. Add a limiter as safety. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. And don't crank the gain. This limiter is not your loudness button. Step 7. Arrange it like drum and bass, not like a loop. Duplicate your 4-bar section to make 8 bars. Now you get to add tiny edits that create progression. In bars 7 and 8, try one simple change. You can cut out a tiny section right before a snare for a micro stutter. You can reverse a hat hit, or you can drop the break for half a beat to create impact. The trick is small edits that feel intentional, not random glitching. Here's a super effective drop entry move. At bar 1 of your drop, mute the break for the first half beat, and let the kick and snare land clean. Then bring the break in. It makes the drop feel heavier instantly, because the ear hears the clean transients first. Another arrangement upgrade. Build a simple two-lane structure. Bars 1 to 8 are your A section. Bars 9 to 16 are your B section. Keep it mostly the same, but change one thing you can clearly hear. Remove one kick, add a different break edit in bar 16, or do a different micro mute before a snare. Minimal effort, maximum musicality. Step 8. Optional roll enhancement with support hats. Make a new MIDI track called Hat Support. Add a drum rock and pick a tight closed hat. Program steady 8th notes or 16th notes, but keep velocities low. This layer is texture, not dominance. Add auto filter and high pass it, somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz, and you can even automate a tiny bit of movement. Add utility and widen carefully if you want, but remember, mono compatibility matters in clubs. If you want controlled randomness, use subtle velocity range variation inside the MIDI clip, so it feels alive without adding extra notes. A couple common mistakes to avoid before we wrap up. Don't leave low end in the break. That's the number one reason your kick feels weak and your mix feels muddy. Don't ignore flamming between the break snare and your snare layer. Even a few milliseconds can make it sound amateur. Nudge the break with track delay and recheck. Don't overwarp until it sounds crunchy and artifacted. Beats mode is your friend early on. And don't slam saturation on the drum bus and wonder why you lost punch. If you want more aggression, do it in controlled places like the break layer or in parallel. Now a quick practice assignment that will make you improve fast. Make three versions of the same 8-bar loop. Version 1 is clean roller. Break high pass around 160 Hz, minimal distortion, tight kick and snare. Version 2 is jungle crunch. Add saturator on the break, drive around plus 6 dB and add small stutters in bars 7 and 8. Version 3 is dark minimal. Lower the break volume, emphasize kick and snare, and add a short room reverb on snare only. Export each as an 8-bar audio loop and label them clearly. And if you want to level up even more, export a mono check version 2 with utility set to mono on the drum bus. Final recap. You warped and aligned a think break in arrangement view. You shaped it into a texture layer instead of letting it fight for low end. You built clean kick and snare layers that carry the punch. You tightened timing with nudging and track delay. Checked polarity and mono, and you arranged an 8-bar loop with real DNB style variation. If you tell me your tempo and whether you're aiming for liquid roller, jungle, or dark neuro-ish, I can suggest a specific kick and snare tuning range and a clean A to B variation idea that matches that substyle without adding a ton of extra tracks.